相信我们的心中还有更多的感谢。
I believe we have more thanks to give to the Lord.
让我们的眼目来定睛主耶稣。
This morning, let's focus on the Lord.
看那神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
他是我们在黑暗中的亮光。
He is the light in darkness.
他是我们在绝望中的盼望。
He is the hope in despair.
他已经战胜黑暗的权势。
He has defeated the power of darkness.
他已经为我们受死并且复活。
He died for us and he also has risen for us.
早上我们一同带着感恩的心来敬拜。
With a grateful heart, we worship.
弟兄姐妹请起立。
Let's all rise.
他已掌管万有，他是永活全能神。
He is above, he is victorious over darkness and above all creation.
他的圣功已完全成，他已超乎天下万有，他是永活全能的神。他的名要成为至高，他的国度满有荣耀。他是永活全能的神，哈利路亚，他已复活，哈利路亚，他已得胜，他是天上的小万王之王，他是永活全能。
感谢赞美你，你虽然升上高天，但你却赐下圣灵与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you. Although you have ascended up high, and yet you have sent down the Holy Spirit to be with us.
这圣灵是神儿子的灵。
The Spirit is the Spirit of the Son of God.
这圣灵赐给我们平安。
The Holy Spirit gives us peace.
主，让我们的心学习多来顺服你的圣灵。
May our hearts all learn to surrender to your spirit.
顺服你的引领。
Surrender to your leading.
顺服你的呼召。
And yield to your calling.
正如神的儿子在地上顺服神的旨意。
Just as how the Son of God obeyed the Father while you were on earth.
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you and His Spirit like a glow will descend
coming from heaven, took on the form of a man,
感谢你把永生之道赐给我们。
We thank you for showing us the way of life.
感谢你舍了自己，把救恩带给我们。
And that you gave yourself and brought us salvation.
让在黑暗中的人有了盼望。
So that all who are in darkness can have hope.
感谢你复活升天，赐下圣灵。
And that you have risen and ascended up high and sent down the Holy Spirit.
记得圣灵，你与我们同住。
And by the Holy Spirit, you are with us.
你继续地引导我们。
Continue guiding us.
你继续地爱我们。
Continue loving us.
你继续让我们可以跟随你。
So that we may follow you.
这是我们的祷告，主用圣灵再来充满我们。
This is our prayer.
我们愿意把一生都交在你的手里。
Fill us with your spirit. We yield our life to you.
让你来引领。
To let you lead.
我们渴慕你的圣灵。
We long for the filling of your Holy Spirit.
我们一起再来唱第二节。
Let's sing verse 2. Recently, together, we've been reading the Gospel of John.
在第一章三啊四到五节。
Chapter 1, verses 3 to 5.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Life is in him, and this life is the light of man.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Light shines in darkness, and yet darkness does not receive the light.
我们的生命原本就是落在黑暗里，是拒绝这光的生命。
Our life was once darkness, and our life does not receive the light.
但他在第九节他又说到
Verse 9 it says,
那光是真光。
That light is true light.
照亮一切生在世上的人。
We shine on all those who are on this earth.
感谢神，他付上他所有的代价来挽回我们。
We thank the Lord that He paid all the price to save us.
让我们的这个生命可以转变成为可以接受他的光。
So that our life is transformed to be one that can receive the light.
但我们觉得，我们认识他实在是太少。
And yet we know him so little.
我们需要他的光更多的来照亮我们，让我们来认识他。
We need his light to shine more in us so that we may be enlightened.
我们求主继续的来光照我们。
May the Lord continue to shine his light in us.
让我们一起来唱，哦，主发光。
Let's sing.
祝你爱的光辉正照亮在这黑暗弯曲时代中，耶稣是界真光照亮我们，赐下真理释放我们自由，光照我，光照我，
哦，主发光，让这里充满无限荣光，灵火焚烧，焚烧众人心灵，活水永流，一次爱你的人在欢放，祝他命运让光照亮着你，
祝我们今未来你面前，祝光照我，光
there be light on this land.
也让我们在黑暗中能够接受这光。
And that while we're in darkness, we can receive the light.
让这光，这真理的真光来洁净我们，改变我们。
But this is the light of the truth that will come and cleanse us.
也让我们的生命能够为你做见证。
So that our life may be one that would be one that testifies of you.
好让这光经过我们，可以传给外邦。
And that we may spread this light to all nations.
主，愿你向我们发命令。
May you send forth your word.
愿你的话语再来呼召我们。
May your word come out and call us.
好让我们的心愿意来响应。
And that our hearts will respond.
我们感谢赞美你，这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank and praise you in Jesus' name we pray.
大家请坐。
Please take your seat.
我们很感谢主，把很多的好的诗歌赐给我们。
We thank the Lord for giving us many good hymns.
每一首诗歌都是写诗人的经历。
Every hymn is the very experience that the hymnist had.
每一首诗歌都让我们认识主的丰富。
Every hymn allows us to know the abundance of the Lord.
我们最近也听了许多的诗歌。
Recently, we've heard many hymns.
我们也读了许多旧约中的先知书。
And we also have read many of the books of the prophets recently.
当我们看到先知这个这两个这一个字，我们是两个字。
When we hear this one word prophet.
首先我们想到这些书的内容。是预告将来要发生的事。
The first thing that comes to our mind is that they are going to tell us that of the things that are to happen.
这是真的。
Yes, that is true.
在每一卷先知书里面，我们读到许多次主耶和华说：“我将要做这个，我将要做那个。”
In the books of the prophet, we see in many places that God declares, "I will do this and I will do that."
但是呢，现在对我们来说呢？这些先知书其实好像是历史书。
Yet for us, these prophetic books often are being read like historical books.
因为其中大部分的事已经发生了。
Because most of the events that are recorded here have already happened.
甚至都是好久好久以前的历史了。
And it's history that happened long, long time ago.
那为什么我们还要读先知书呢？
Why do we still need to read these books of the prophets then?
先知书对我们现在还有什么价值呢？
What value do these books hold?
先知书中的信息是神借着当时候发生的一些事。
The messages in these prophetic books reveal important things that God wants us.
借着先知们。
Through these prophets,
神要我们知道一些重要的原则。
God wants us to know the important principles.
这些原则永远不改变。
Because these principles never change.
和每一个人都有关系。
It is relevant to every one of us.
神怎么看世界上发生的事？
How does God look at things that happen in the world?
神将要怎么审判？
How does He judge?
神有些什么应许？
What promises did he make?
这些重要的原则和神自己一样的不改变。
These vital principles are like God himself, never change.
我们读先知书的时候，我们可以感觉到他们的时代实在是个非常混乱的时代。
When we read these prophetic books, we can sense that their times, the environment they were in was very chaotic.
国际间的不停止的征战。
There were international warfares that were raging incessantly.
我们若不仔细的话，我们甚至都读糊涂了。
If we don't we don't read it carefully, we all get confused.
当一个国家强盛的时候，它就一定会欺压它的邻国。
When a nation grew powerful, surely it will oppress the weaker one.
但是呢，也没有永远强盛的国家。
And yet, no nation.Remain strong forever.
我的历史不是很好。
I'm not a good historian.
可是我大概发现了一个强国强盛的时代大概不超过一百年。
But based on my own understanding, what I can remember, the mighty powers of the era usually does not last more than a century.
那个时候的强国现在已经都变成废墟了。
The mighty powers of those eras back then have now become ruins.
甚至好多名字我们都不知道他们是在哪里的。
We don't even know where those nations are anymore.
实在说我们也没有太大的兴趣去找去认识他们。
Actually, we are not that interested in finding out about them either.
当时的社会道德低落。
At that time, morality was low.
先知书中神定罪许多的罪。
And the sins that were condemned by God at the time,
像拜偶像,
such as idolatry,
贪婪奸淫,
greed, adultery,
不公平不公义,
unfairness and injustice,
有的欺负没有的,
those who have will oppress those who don't have,
这些事倒是一直不改变。
These things are still happening.
直到现在，社会问题还就是这几类。
Even till today, these societal problems still exist.
罪人的问题从来没有停止过。
The issues of sinners have never stopped.
不论在国际间，不论在社会中，都是一样。
Whether it is on the international stage or within our own country, is still the very problem of this world.
这个就是阿摩斯书。
This is the book of Amos.
这就是社会的问题，世界的问题。
This is the problem of the entire world.
创世纪一开始，他说到起初神创造世界。
In Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
那个时候地的情形是怎么样呢？
So what was the condition of the world at that time?
空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
It was formless and void with darkness hovering over the face of the deep.
直到现在，这仍就是这个世界的本质。
To this very day, this still remains being the essence of this world.
黑暗说到没有光，见不得光。
Darkness speaks of having no light, seeing no light.
混沌说到没有清楚的原则。
Formless talks about having no clear principles.
非常的混乱。
Very chaotic.
空虚说到没有实质，转眼成空。
And void talks about lacking substance, vanishing in an instant.
这个本质从创世以来直到现在都不改变。
This is the very essence from the time of Genesis until now.
神怎么看这些事？
How does God look at these things?
我们读先知书的时候，我们看见有许多人在那里嘲笑神的百姓。
As we read the prophetic books, we see many people mocking God.
你们的神在哪里呢？
Where is your God?
先知们也发出一个呼声，神啊，你在哪里呢？
Even the prophets cried out, God, where are you?
你就任凭这些人任意妄为吗？
Do you allow these people to do what they want?
你就任凭这些不好的事不断的循环吗？
Do you permit these things to continue happening?
我们知道不是的。
We know the answer is no.
创世纪第一章第三节，神就说要有光。
Genesis 1:3, God says, let there be light.
就有了光。
And there was light.
神将光暗分开。
God separated the light from the darkness.
在时间中，这永远是神的答案。
Throughout time, this has always been God's answer.
神没有立刻除去黑暗。
God did not remove darkness right away.
地球可以渊灭黑暗。
The earth can be filled with darkness and void.
但神已经说要有光。
But God says, let there be light.
神将光暗分开。
God separated light from darkness.
神给人有自由意志。
God gives man the free will.
因为只有自由意志的人才有尊严。
Because only those who have free will have dignity.
才能有荣耀。
Can have glory.
神要用人的自由意志做一个选择。
And as men, we are to use our free will to make a choice.
我们接受光或者拒绝光。
We either receive the light or reject the light.
人要做一个选择。
Man has to make a choice.
我们知道从创世纪第三章开始，我们人的始祖就失败了。
We know that starting in chapter 3, man's forefathers failed.
人有自由意志，选择听从撒旦，罪就进到我们人类的生命里面。
By their free will, they chose to obey Satan, and therefore sin entered man's life.
我们脱离不了罪。
We could not escape sin.
我们人类的生活，我们的历史，在黑暗的国度里。
Our life, our daily life, dwell in the kingdom of darkness.
在旧约里面，神不断地兴起先知来，要以色列人悔改。
Throughout the Old Testament, God continuously raised up prophets to call Israel to repentance.
神也不断地使用一些人来拯救以色列人。
He also continually used certain individuals to deliver Israel.
但是我们知道，他们强盛的时候很短，失败的时候很长。
Yet their periods of strength were brief, and yet their failures lasted far longer.
从亚当夏娃以来，人类的历史就像一个漫长的黑夜。
Since Adam and Eve sinned, human history has resembled a very slowly deepening night.
在这漫长的黑夜里面，神曾经应许我们有一位救主要来拯救我，就是弥赛亚，他要来拯救我们。
Within this prolonged darkness and long night, God promised a Savior, the Messiah, who would come to deliver us.
在主降生前几千年来。多少人期盼这位救主的来到
？Before he came, so many awaited his coming.
神忘记了吗
？Did God forget?
绝对没有。
Absolutely not.
有一个神预定的日子。
There was a time that God had appointed.
从太初神就预定了一个日子。
The day that was predetermined from the eternity past.
在那个日子。神自己来到我们中间。
It is that very day that God himself came among us.
刚才我们弟兄交通到约翰福音。
Our brother just mentioned about the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章我们先读第十四节。
We'll read verse 14.
他道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理。第四节，生命在他里头，
Verse 4,
这生命就是人的光。神怎么来到我们中间
？How did God come among us？
我们知道，耶稣取了人肉身的形态来到我们中间。
We all know that Jesus took on the form of a man, and he appeared among people as an ordinary man.
而且是一个非常平凡人的样子出现在人的当中。
He appeared among men as an ordinary man.
和人一起生活
living alongside them.
接着说住在我们中间
and it says he dwelled among us.
神怎么住在我们中间
how does God dwell among us?
住这个意思很有意思
this word dwell is very significant.
在他原来的文字里面他的意思好像说好像支搭一个帐幕一样的在我们中间
its original meaning is akin to pitching a tent among us.
支搭帐幕是我今天早上想要和弟兄姐妹交通的重点。
Pitching a tent is what I would like to the key point I would like to share with all of you this morning.
道成的肉身好像支搭一个帐幕一样的在我们中间。
Word became flesh as if pitching a tent among us.
以色列人非常知道这个字。
The Israelites know this word very well.
他们出埃及的时候，他们一直住在帐篷里面。
When they were living in Egypt, they were living in tents.
那这些帐篷都围绕着帐幕。
These tents surrounded the tabernacle.
也就是会幕。
And that is the tabernacle.
不论是他们住的帐篷，不论是在他们当中的会幕。
Whether it was the tents that they live in or the tabernacle that they surrounded,
都说出一个非常重要的原则。
It talks about a very important principle.
他们不是固定的。
That is, they were not permanent.
他们是不断的要行动的。
They had to keep moving.
今天早上我们要从帐幕最基本的意义，就是一个帐篷式的住处。来说到神怎么住在我们中间。
This morning, we would like to stem from this significance to talk about how God dwell among us.
大约在三年前，我的孩子们就请我和他们一起到 Mendocino 去住两天。
About 3 years ago, my kids invited me to spend 2 days with them, in Mendocino.
因为呢，那里是海边，夕阳非常的美。
Because it was by the shore and it was a very sunsets are very beautiful.
但是呢，他们说呢，这一次我们要住在帐篷里。
But then they insisted this time we're going to stay in a tent.
我个人对帐篷这件事没有太好的印象。
Personally, I had no fond memories of staying in a tent.
我记得上一次我住帐篷的时候，大约我是初中的时候。
The last time I stayed in a tent was when I was in middle school.
一个小小的帐篷，我们全班的女孩子都挤在里面。
All the girls of the whole class were squeezed into this one tiny tent.
从此我就很避免住帐篷了。
Since then, I try my best to avoid staying in a tent.
我带着受苦的心智跟他们去。
With a heart of suffering, I went with them.
长话短说，我们就来到那个场地。
Long story short, we arrived at the tent.
我们来到我们预定的帐篷面前。
We came right in front of the tent we're supposed to stay in.
我给你们看一个照片。
And let me show you the picture.
我的狗就代表我们的帐篷。
So our dog is sitting right in front of our tent.
从外面看起来实在不怎么样。
On the outside, it was nothing out of the ordinary.
那个黑色的门关的，我们也不知道里面什么样。
The dark entryway covers everything up and we can't see what's inside.
我进到帐篷里面我就非常的惊讶。
Once I entered inside, I was very surprised.
跟我刚才想的完全不一样。
It's totally different than what I thought.
像一般的酒店一样。
It looked just like a hotel.
我说I don't mind to stay here.
And then I said, well, I don't mind to stay here.
啊、是不是
？Right？
啊，支搭帐幕在我们中间。
He pitched a tent among us.
神道成了肉身，支搭帐幕在我们中间。
God word became flesh. He dwelt among us like pitching a tent among us.
外面是非常平凡的肉身。
On the outside was such an ordinary body of flesh.
我们甚至可以说是个很憔悴的肉身。
I can even say that his body of flesh was so emaciated.
里面却是丰富的神。
And yet inwardly was this abundant God.
因着这个帐幕，因着这个肉身。
Because of this tent, because of this body of flesh.
我们跟神之间有了一个可以交流的点。
There is a point of connection that we can have with God.
这一个帐幕就是神自己。
This tent is God himself.
我们因此能够跟神交谈。
Because of that, we can fellowship with God.
神能够住在我们中间，跟我们一同生活。
And God can dwell among us and stay with us.
这个在我们当中行走的人，他充充满满的有真理，有恩典。
This one who walks among us is filled to overflowing, full of grace and truth.
真理的意思就是他是真实的，他是实际。
Truth means he is real and that he is authentic.
所以我们听到关于神的事在他里面是实际。
Everything we hear about God is real in him.
就像如果我今天去医院。
Just like if I were to go to the hospital today.
不论他们是要抽血了或者要取一些细胞。
Whether they are to draw some blood or to get some cells from me.
每一个他们从我身体里面除去的只有一点点东西。
Every specimen that they take from my body
却是真真实实我的一部分。
It's a genuine part of me.
神所赐的，神所有的，都在这一个肉身的神里面。
All that God is and all that he has are all embodied in this body of flesh.
因为神道成肉身，神成为我们可以经历，我们可以拥有的神。
Because God became flesh, therefore he became a God that we can experience and possess.
不管我们经历到一点点。
Even if we can only experience a tiny bit.
我们的生命有一点点改变像神。
That we can be changed a little bit to be like God more.
都是恩典。
It is all grace.
我们记得在福音书中讲到有一个妇人，她患了血漏的病。
We remember the account of a woman recorded in the Bible who was afflicted with a hemorrhage.
12年之久，她在医生手中花费了她所有的积蓄。
For 12 years, she was under the hands of many doctors, and yet no treatment that was able to cure her.
对，没有一个医生可以医好她。
No one could cure her.
那一天她挤到耶稣身旁。
That day she pressed her way to Jesus.
她伸手摸了耶稣。
She reached out to touch Jesus.
她的病得了医治。
She was healed instantly.
她伸手摸到不是任何人的身体。
What she touched was not anyone's body.
不是任何人的衣服。
It wasn't anyone's garment.
她摸到的是神。
What she touched was God.
主说有人摸了我。
Jesus said, someone touched me.
有能力从我里面出去。
Power came out of me.
这是道成肉身的神，直达帐幕在我们中间。
That is the God whose the word became flesh, dwell among us. He pitches tents among us.
一个患病的妇人。
A woman afflicted with this affliction.
可以伸手摸到神。
She could reach out to touch God.
这是多么奇妙的帐幕。
How wonderful a tent it was.
这个帐幕是从天上降下来，世上没有的。
This tent was one that came from above. It is not of this world.
这个帐幕里面只有医治大能吗？
So does this tent only have healing power?
绝对不是的。
Absolutely not.
这个帐幕有爱。
There is love.
我记得我们刚刚才听的诗歌，有一个爱从天上来。
The song we just heard, there is love that came from above.
这个爱比海深。
This love is deeper than the sea.
我们需要平安吗？
Do we need peace?
我们需要平安。
Yes, we do.
主说，在我里面有平安。
The Lord says, you have peace in me.
我的平安不像世人所赐的。
For my peace is not of this world.
这个平安在任何的环境里面都像一个磐石不摇动。
Because such peace is like a rock that cannot be shaken in any circumstance.
这个平安使我们在黑夜里能唱歌。
This peace allows us to sing in a dark night.
我们需要智慧。
We need wisdom.
当我们求学告一段落，我们进入社会。
When our schooling comes to an end and we go into the labor market,
我们才知道我们人生中需要好多的智慧。
Then we realize that in our life we need so much wisdom.
是学校或是学历不能够教我们的。
It is something that our school textbooks cannot teach us.
神自己是智慧。
God himself is wisdom.
他的名字是奇妙。
His name is wonderful.
我们需要的岂止是医治的能力。
What we need, is it really simply healing?
我们需要能力。
No, we also need power.
我们生活要有能力。
We need power in our daily life.
我们要一直走正路需要有能力。
We need power to continuously walk in the right path.
在这里面，在主里面有无穷的生命大能。
In the Lord there is endless power.
能够鼓励我走每一步路。
He cheers me on to take every step.
也能够保守我一生不失落。
And he can keep my feet from straying.
但安德烈和彼得跟在耶稣后面。
When Andrew and Peter followed,
也就是跟在这个帐幕后面行走。
When they followed Jesus, that is when they were walking right behind this tent.
耶稣问他，你们要寻找什么？
Jesus asked them, what are you seeking?
我们不要认为耶稣在考他们。
Don't assume that Jesus was interrogating them.
这位慈爱丰富的主问安德烈，你要什么呢？
This merciful, abundant Lord asked Andrew, what are you seeking?
以前我曾经跟一个开百货店的一个姐妹出去，我在她后面走。
In the past, I follow a sister who opened up a supermarket.
Department store.
Department store.
It's a 好大的一个 department store.
A big department store.
我跟在她后面走。
I was walking right behind her.
到了门口，她就问我说，你要什么？
When we got to the door, she said, what do you want?
你会觉得她在拷问你吗？
Do you think that she's interrogating you?
你只恨自己没有想啊。
You really beat yourself up by not thinking ahead of time.
在我的丰富里面，你要什么？
In all my abundance, what do you seek?
如果你是安德烈，你会怎么回答
？If you were Andrew, what would you say?
请你帮我拿一个东西。
Please get this one thing for me.
不会的。
No.
安德烈说：“我要与你同住。”
Andrew says, "I want to stay with you."
我只要住在这个丰富的帐幕里面。
All I want is to dwell, stay with you in this abundant tent.
原来我觉得我只缺少一样。
At first, I thought all I was lacking was just one thing.
当帐幕的门稍微开启一点。
But when the door of the tent is opened up just a little bit,
我稍微瞥见一点里面的丰富。
When I had a glimpse of all the abundance therein,
我只想住在那里。
All I want is to dwell in it.
我想我们都会这样选择的。
I think that would be our choice.
我今天早上要更正我自己。
This morning I want to correct myself.
约翰不是第一个传福音的人。
John was not the first one who preached the gospel.
主耶稣是第一个传福音的人。
The Lord Jesus was actually the very first one who preached the gospel.
道成肉身的主就是福音。
The God Word became flesh is the gospel.
他来到我们中间就是好消息临到我们。
He cameAmong us, that means the glad tidings came to us.
我不知道，当我们读约翰福音第一章的时候，会不会有点困惑
？I don't know if you were a bit perplexed when you were reading the first chapter of John.
约翰这位耶稣的见证人，到底能不认识耶稣啊
？Did John, the witness of Jesus, did he really know Jesus?
一开始他说耶稣是真光。
Right from the start, he said Jesus is the true light.
那过不久就在。一章圣经里面，他说：“我原来不认识他。”
Then shortly after that, he says, "I did not know him."
得到圣灵的启示，我才知道他真是神的儿子。
After receiving the revelation from the Holy Spirit, then he says that he is the Son of God.
这话都是真的。
Both statements are true.
约翰以前以为认识了。
John thought that he knew God. He knew Jesus.
就在那短短的圣经节里面，约翰几次为耶稣做见证。
Within this one chapter, John testified to the Lord multiple times.
从来没有一次用过同样的话。
Never once he used the same statements to testify.
约翰对耶稣的认识不断地在增加。
Because John's knowledge of Jesus continued to deepen.
啊，约翰认识这一个帐幕，充充满满的有真理，有恩典。
He came to know that this tent is filled with grace and truth.
耶稣和一般人一样的在加利利海边行走。
Jesus, just like everyone else, he walked the shores along the shores of the Sea of Galilee.
但约翰看见这个行走的人。
When John saw Jesus walking,
他就呼喊，这是神的羔羊。
He cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God!"
他的两个门徒立刻就跟随了耶稣。
His two disciples immediately followed Jesus.
耶稣看见腓力。
Jesus saw Philip.
耶稣就呼召腓力。
He called Philip.
腓力立刻就跟随耶稣。
Then Philip immediately followed Jesus.
道成肉身的神，生命来到世上。
The Word became flesh, that life came into the world.
光来到黑暗世界。
Light came into this dark world.
随着耶稣行走的人。
Those who follow Jesus.
随着耶稣的行走。
As Jesus walked,
光就不断地照亮周围的人。
Then light continually illuminated those around him.
因着我们接受耶稣。
Because we accepted Jesus.
这道成肉身的生命也进到我们的里面。
Therefore, this incarnate life also entered into us.
使我们里面有光。
So that we too have light within us.
我们的生命能发光。
So that our lives can shine.
约翰就为耶稣做见证。
So John bore witness to Jesus.
约翰福音第一章也提到几个人的名字。
The Gospel of John also mentions several other names.
我们知道有安德烈和他的兄弟彼得。
And we know that there's Andrew, Andrew's brother Peter.
还有和安德烈彼得同住一个城的腓力。
Also Philip, who lived in the same city.
还有腓力的朋友拿但业。
And also Philip's friend Nathaniel.
哦，他们都， 他们都继续的为耶稣做见证。
They continue to testify for Jesus.
但是他们的内容都不一样。
But their content was, their content differs.
当约翰看见耶稣行走的时候
，When John saw Jesus walking,
他认识这就是神自己。
He knew that this is God Himself.
他心里发出一个非常有力量的呼喊。
So he gave a very, he cried out.
这是神的羔羊。
He said, "This is the Lamb of God."
这个呼喊是两个门徒立刻就跟随了耶稣。
Such a cry caused John's disciples to follow Jesus right away.
这两个门徒里面有一个是安德烈。
One of the two is Andrew.
他就先找了他哥哥彼得。
Then he went and found his brother, older brother Peter.
他见证的内容跟约翰有一点不一样。
His testimony was different from his own brother.
他告诉他哥哥彼得说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He told his brother, "We found the Messiah."
这是他对耶稣的认识。
This is his knowledge of Jesus.
他一定是个一直在等候弥赛亚的人。
He must have been the one who kept waiting for Messiah to come.
我相信彼得也是一直在等候弥赛亚的人。
I believe Peter was also one who was waiting for Messiah to come.
所以当安德烈告诉他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
When Andrew told him we found the Messiah,
彼得立刻就有反应。
Right away, Peter had an action.
安德烈就把他领到耶稣面前。
And so Andrew brought him to Jesus.
安德烈不是只是告诉彼得说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
Andrew did not just tell Peter we found the Messiah.
安德烈把他带到耶稣面前去见耶稣。
Andrew brought him to Jesus.
让彼得也亲眼见到，能够亲身经历。
So that Peter could see Jesus with his own eyes and experience him firsthand.
我们不要小看安德烈传的福音。
Don't belittle the gospel that Andrew shared.
他把彼得带到耶稣面前。
He brought Peter all the way to Jesus.
我们知道彼得后来成为一个大使徒。
We know that Peter later on became a great apostle.
第三个人是腓力。
The third person was Philip.
他只是跟安德烈彼得同城。
He was in the same town as Andrew and Peter.
他就是告诉他的朋友拿但业。
He then went on and told his friend Nathaniel.
我们遇到了摩西书上所说的那一位。
We met the one that Moses mentioned in his book.
你知道这个所有的话经过几次传以后都有点怪怪的。
Oftentimes we know that word of mouth after a few times gets distorted.
拿但业以为耶稣是从拿撒勒城里面出来的。
Nathaniel thought that Jesus came from Nazareth.
他就半信半疑地说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
He said, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
这一问把刚刚信主的腓力也问住了。
And so Philip was a bit stunned.
他不知道怎么回答这很有蛮有道理的问题。
He really couldn't answer that question.
腓力只说一句话。
But Philip only said this.
你来看。
Come and see.
我觉得是非常好。
It is so good.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
这是真理。
This is truth.
太多问题我们不知道怎么回答。
So many questions we don't know how to answer.
你来看
，You come and see。
道成肉身的神，我们可以看，我们可以经历。
The word became flesh. This God we can see and experience。
我们看见彼得、拿但业都是间接听信福音的人。
We know that Philip, both Philip and Nathaniel, they were able to share the gospel。
但是他们遇见耶稣以后，他们人生有非常大的转，就立刻转变了。
Because of their experience, their life had a great change.
在这些例子里面，有些字不断地出现。
There are some words that appear in the Bible over and over again.
看
Seeing
听
Hearing
说
Speaking
虽然内容都不一样。
The content might be different.
但是每一个人都照着他所认识的耶稣做见证。
But everyone bear witness to what they they can testify to.
这就是见证人的意思。
This is the meaning of being a witness.
就像法院里面的见证人一样。
Just like a witness in the court.
你知道什么？你看见什么？你听见什么？
What do you know? What have you seen? What have you heard?
你要做证人。
You are to be a witness.
这是传福音的开始。
That's the beginning of sharing the gospel.
福音从此一直广传到现在。
From then on, the gospel was preached until this very day.
直到主耶稣升天之前，他最后吩咐我们要继续做他的见证人。
Until the day before the Lord was ascended up high, he still commanded us to do that.
主耶稣来到世上的时候，光就照在黑暗世界里面。
When the Lord Jesus came to this world, light shone in darkness.
当我们接受耶稣，圣灵进到我们的里面。
When we accept Jesus and the Holy Spirit enters into us,
我们的灵重新活过来。
Our spirit is made alive once again.
我们得了一个新的生命。
Thereby we receive a new life.
这个新的生命是光。
This new life is light.
所以主耶稣说，你们是世上的光。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, "You are the light of this world."
就像当初主耶稣在肉身行走时一样。
Just as the Lord Jesus once walked in this world.
我们想象那个帐幕在我们当中行走。
We can imagine this tent walking among us.
那一个道成了肉身的生命是光。
That Where it became flesh, that incarnate life is light.
如今我们不再是以往的我。
And the I is no longer the old I.
我们的身体也像个帐幕一样在那里行走。
And our life is just like a tent keeps walking.
我们是灯。
We are a lamp.
我们是有光的灯。
We are a lamp with that light within.
我们在我们生活中，当我们行走的时候，我们就是世上的光。
As we walk, we are the light of this world.
这个世界我们刚才说这个世界永远是黑暗，这个空虚混沌的。
This world is forever dark and it is formless and void.
如果没有光，我们怎么知道我们周遭的环境污秽？
If without light, how can we see all the chaos around us?
人怎么能够知道我们自己生命里的污秽？
How can we see the filth in our own lives?
如果没有光，人也不知道我们周遭环境的混乱。
If without light, people around us also cannot see the chaos around.
我们人还会继续觉得自己很理智，很聪明。
We might still assume that we are very wise and very smart.
没有光，谁能够知道怎么走前面一步？
Without light, no one can see the next step.
这个世界需要光。
This world needs light.
我们是那个关键性的答案。
We are the key answer.
我们跟约翰一样，我们要为光做见证。
We are just like John. We need to bear witness to that light.
我们跟安德烈跟彼得一样，我们要为这个弥赛亚做见证。
We are just like Andrew and Peter. We need to bear witness to the light.
我们要跟拿单叶一样，我们要做一个见证。我们认识的神是可以跟我们一起生活的神。
And we also should testify just like.Philip and Nathaniel.
不是只是高高在上。
That God is not a God just way up there.
可以跟我们一起生活的神。
And that He is a God who can dwell, who dwells among us.
今天虽然我们做见证有好多的动词。
Although nowadays when we share the gospel, we use many words.
经常我只讲一个看。
This morning, I just wanted to use one word that is seeing.
你们来看。
Come and see.
我们是灯。
We are a lamp.
我们是有光的灯。
And we are a lamp with the light.
我们的生活就像一个移动的灯。
And our life is like a moving light.
这个灯要照亮什么呢？
So what does this light, what is this light to shine on?
这生命是人里面的光。
This light is a light within man, inside of us.
从里面照亮。
It is to shine forth from within.
我们为耶稣做见证。
when we bear witness for Jesus?
我们要做什么见证？
What kind of a testimony do we bear?
我们怎么形容我们所认识的神？
How do we describe the God whom we know?
我们刚才举了许多的例子。
We just mentioned many examples.
我们可以像约翰一样有力的呼喊。
We can be like John the Baptist. We can cry out loud.
我们可以像安德烈一样，我们分享一个主怎么拯救我的故事。
Like Andrew, we can share how God saved me.
或者我们可以像拿但业一样的分享，在我生活中我怎么遇见神，怎么经历神。
Or like Nathaniel, how I met God in my daily life and how I experienced Him.
但在约翰福音最后说，还有好多好多的故事，如果要一个个的写，就永远写不完了。
But at the end of John, it says, if I were to recall all the stories, there is no end to it.
这是个丰富的帐幕。
This is such an abundant tent.
我们要做见证，我们要传福音，我们要有许多的故事可以诉说。
If we are to testify, if we are to share, we need many stories.
我们需要有第一手的真实经历。
We need to have first-hand experience as well.
一开始主问我们，你们要什么？
Right from the start, the Lord asks us, what do you seek?
一开始我们都要求一样东西。
Right from the start, we need to seek, we need to ask for one thing.
我们要在这个帐幕里面要第一样东西。
We want the very first thing inside this tent.
我们总有一个故事可以做见证。
We have to have at least one story that we can share.
但是我们传福音的人要先得福音的好处。
That is, we who share the gospel, we first experience the goodness of the gospel.
我们不要只停在一个故事。
Don't stop at just one story.
我们要像约翰一样，我们继续到帐幕里面认识耶稣的丰富。
We need to be like John, stay in the tent to know the abundance of the Lord Jesus.
我们刚才说到，约翰在第一章里面就有许多的故事可以为耶稣做见证。
Right in chapter one.If we see John has so many things that he can testify to Jesus.
我们需要学安德烈跟彼得。
We need to learn from Andrew and Peter as well.
我们要说耶稣，我要住在你丰富的帐幕里面。
And tell Jesus, I want to dwell in your abundant tent.
我要接受光来到我的生命里面。
I will receive the light to come into my life.
我开始承认我自己的软弱，我的有限和我的缺乏。
I acknowledge my lacking, my weakness.
在我生活中有许许多多的需要。
There is so much need in my daily life.
是我自己的努力不可能解决的。
It is something that I cannot fulfill by my own strength.
是这个世界所有的一切，不管是什么都不能够解决的。
And it is nothing in this world can fulfill all that demand.
我不是只得到一样好处我就走了。
I don't want to leave after just getting one good thing.
我要住在这一个充充满满有真实有恩典的帐幕里。
I want to dwell in this tent that is full of grace and truth.
进入帐幕，我们亲身经历耶稣的丰富。
Enter into the tent and we experience the abundance of Jesus firsthand.
我们在世上的生活就是我们出到营外。
Our life living in, we live our life in this world means we get out of the tent.
就像一个行动的灯。
It is just like a walking lamp.
甚至不要说，甚至没有机会说也可以。
So even if we don't have a chance to say anything, it's okay.
自自然然地照亮四周。
But that we naturally shine forth in our surrounding.
因为那个灯已经点起了。对，灯已经亮了。
Because the light is already lit.
我们到底是多亮的灯。
So how bright of a lamp am I?
我们是多么温和的灯光。
Or how mellow is my light?
我其实说我们不应该知道。
Actually, we probably shouldn't know this.
事实上也不要去多想。
And we shouldn't really spend time thinking about that.
在这个丰富的帐幕里面，我不要花时间去想这些事。
Dwelling in this abundant tent, I don't want to spend time trying to figure that out.
在时间里面，我要尽量的拿这个帐幕里的东西。
But as long as I'm inside the tent, while I'm inside the tent, I want to claim as much as I could.
今天我们的这个世界的黑暗已经到了个非常严重的情形。
Today, the darkness hovering over this earth has already come almost to an extreme.
这个世界的混乱已经超过我们所能够知道的。
The chaos, that is running rampant is more than what we know.
答案都不在旁边。
The answer is not around us.
答案不在这个地上。
The answer is not in this world.
如果这个地上在旁边有任何答案的话，
If we can find any answer around us anywhere else,
这些问题早就解决了。
These problems would have been solved long ago.
这些问题像 cycle 一样的不断的在发生。
Because these problems are like vicious cycles kept happening over and over.
问题在所有神的儿女。
The problem is with us being God's children.
将灯点起。
We need to light the lamp.
不要放在斗底下。
Do not put the lamp under a basket.
我不知道今天世界上有多少的基督徒。
I don't know how many Christians there are in this world.
真的不得了的多。
There are numberless Christians.
主告诉我们，能点灯不要放在斗底下，要放在灯台上。
Jesus said, "No man would light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand."
把那些所有遮蔽光的事情，我们纳他出去。
Take away all everything that will hinder this light from shining.
我上次说到，我们大部分人，我们的时间。都不像以往那么多了。
Last time I mentioned that most of us don't have that much time remaining.
我们已经消耗了许许多多的时间在这世界里面。
We have already consumed so much of our time in this world.
最后在我们剩下还有一点我们可以经营的时间。
While we still have that little bit of time remaining,
底波拉说：“底波拉，我的灵要兴起。”
Deborah says, "My spirit needs to be awakened."
每一个人，我们的灵要兴起。
Our spirit needs to be awakened.
我们一起来经营天国的事业。
Let us manage the affairs of the heavenly kingdom.
我们为自己的永远经营。
We need to manage it for our own eternity.
我们为着神的国度经营。
And for God's kingdom, we need to manage.
我们为着我们周边所有我们关心的人经营。
For those that we care about in our surrounding, we need to manage.
我要跟你们分享一首诗歌。
I would like to share a hymn with everyone.
我们请把那首诗这个 passage 上，我们请把诗歌我们一起来看这首诗歌。
Let's look at this hymn together.
一点星星之火可燃起萤火兴旺。
It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
我们不要小看一点星星之火。
Don't belittle a spark.
我最怕那个星星之火是萤火虫啊。
What I'm afraid of is that this spark is like firefly.
久久看到一点。
And you can see just a little bit from time to time.
我只是一盏小小的灯。
Or just a very tiny, tiny little lamp.
但是我要做那个房子那个门前面那个 porch light.
I'd rather be a porch light right in front of a house.
照亮那个帐幕，照亮那个房子。
To shed light and shine forth the house and the tent.
这就好了。
Then that would be good.
让人知道神那个这个帐幕里的丰富。
So that people can know the abundance inside the tent.
为什么要想那么多呢？
Why do we want to think so much?
约翰是那位伟大的传福音的人。
John was a great evangelist.
但是据我看呢，他好像不认识拿单耶。
But based on what I know, he probably didn't know Nathaniel.
他继续传福音去了。
He kept sharing the gospel.
他就不断地这样传福音。
He continued on his way.
我也不知道安德烈跟彼得跟拿单叶到底多少认识。
I don't know how much Andrew and Peter actually really know Philip.
但是福音一直都传。
But the gospel continue to be spread.
就像一点星星之火。
It's just like that little spark.
一个又一个的传。
And it is spread to one and another.
直到现在传到我们。
until now is spread to us.
哦，我刚才说基督徒不知道有多少了。
And we don't know the number of Christians there are in this world.
一点星星之火可以使萤火兴旺。
It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
约翰都不在乎看到拿单叶。
John the Baptist didn't care that he knew John the Baptist or not.
他说我是预备人的心，让他们可以认识耶稣。
He said, I'm just here to prepare people's heart to know Jesus.
我们一起来看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
哦，你们喜不喜欢这样的经诗歌？
Do you like this?
我们再看下面两句。
Let's look at the next two sentences.
在下面。
And after these.
在下面，对不起。
Keep going.
哦，这里说他说你要歌唱如春新样。
You want to sing is fresh like spring.
我喜欢那个 fresh like spring.
I really like what it says here is fresh like spring.
这是天上降下来的甘霖。
This is the dew that came from heaven.
这个周末我有机会跟我的大女儿谈一些话。
This weekend, I had a chance to talk to my older daughter.
她是在法院里面做这个 district attorney.
She's a district attorney working in the court.
我记得她去 interview 这个工作的时候。
I remember when she went for an interview for her current job.
人家问她你为什么要做 district attorney, 不做 defense lawyer?
When people asked her, why do you want to be a district attorney and not a defense attorney?
她说我要为更多的人争取公义。
She said, because I want to fight for more people, fight for justice for a lot of people.
昨天晚上她跟我讲，她说 I'm so tired.
Last night she told me, I'm so tired.
他说有一次有个案子到他手中。
She said one time there was a case that came to her.
他说不管是被告的，不管是他要保护的原告，都是非常 hopeless 的罪人。
She said whether it was the plaintiff or the defendant, they were all hopeless sinners.
他说I come to a point.
She said I came to a point.
他说我真想说 let go.他说我就放手了。
To just let go of it all.
啊，你们得到你们该得的。
You get what you deserve.
啊，我在那里听。
As I was listening to her.
我们称它为职业病吧。
Maybe we call this some kind of
tiredness from work.
Just sick from work.
Yeah, 你知道长久的，他在一个黑暗、浑沌、空虚的环境里面。
That she has been in an environment where it is dark and void and formless.
好像为了公义在那里跟罪斗争。
As if she kept fighting for justice for some people.
哦，真的，人的历史里面真的太多的事让我们疲倦。
Yes, based on man's history, so many things just tire us out.
长话短说，有些事情发生，改正了他的观念。
Long story short, something happened that changed her mindset.
我跟他分享，我说我年纪比你大太多了。
I share with her, I'm so much older than you.
我知道这个感觉。
I told her, I know how you feel.
但是有一件事情 keep me fresh.
And I told her, one thing keeps me fresh.
哦，就是我能够对主有新的认识。
That is, I can have a new knowledge of the Lord.
我能够有新的这个我能够看见新的生命。
I can see new life.
我看见这个世界没有的行为。
I can see the conducts that is out of this world.
只有在主里面。一天心思一天。
Only by being in the Lord that we can be renewed day by day.
这个新生命是光。
This new life is light.
是甘露。
It's dew.
不仅是光，是甘露。
Whether it is light or morning dew.
那我们每天早上 fresh like spring.
Every morning we can be fresh like spring.
我们进入幔内。
Let's enter into the tent.
更多更多进入幔内。
More and more we enter into the tent.
更多更多到营外发光。
And more and more we go out of the tent and shine.
这个世界的答案就是你跟我。
The answer to this world is you and I.
我们请赞美团队来带我们一起唱这首诗。
We ask the worship team to lead us to sing this hymn.
好，我们请起立。
Let's all stand.
我以前读到跟随耶稣的门徒都觉得他们离我特别的遥远。
In the past, when I read of the Lord's disciples, I felt that they're so far the distance from me.
但今天的信息让我觉得，哎，其实我们也可以成为腓力呀。
But from today's message, I realized that we can be just like them.
因为传给拿单叶福音的并不是那个大约翰。
Because those who can share the gospel is not just John the Baptist.
就是腓力呀。
But also Philip.
腓力就是我。
Philip is just like us.
腓力就是我们。
It's like all of us.
我们可以把一个小小的星星之火。
We can be like just like this spark.
传给我们周围的人。
And we can share this with those around us.
让更多的人遇见这光。
So that more people can come to see the light.
来看这光。
And see the light.
来更多的认识这光。
And to know this light.
我们一同来唱。
Let's sing.
早晨，你再来呼召我们。
Oh yes, this morning you're calling us.
要我们去将这光传给我们周围的人。
To have us bring this light to those around us.
因为这真光已经来到。
For the true light has come.
我们每个蒙你拯救的，我们都经历你的恩典。
All of us who are saved have experienced this light.
在我们身上有主你的真光在我们里面。
Have experienced your grace. We all have this true light in us.
主，你呼召我们，在我们生活当中，让我们出去。照亮这我们周围。
Call us to go out and bring this light to everyone around us.
是的，主，我们知道靠着我们不能。
Not by ourselves.
但是这是主你要我们去做了，我们相信你必与我们同在。
But we know this is what you want us to do, and you will be with us.
让我们有个愿意的心。
And may we all have this willing heart.
愿我们周围的人。从我们身上能够看到主耶稣你的真的光。
And that those around us may be able to see the Lord Jesus, you are the true light.
让他们也能够来认识你，来经历你。
And they too can come to know you.
就像我们经历你
，and experience
you. 这样子感谢祷告，祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.